In a world where medical doctors cover up your symptoms with drugs, you need a better way. Look no further. You found it. The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast.
The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast is for information purposes only and should not be considered as medical advice. Always consult a physician when trying to get off a prescription medication.
Welcome to the Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Showalter. I am certified in holistic nutrition. I am not a doctor, and these claims have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration to prevent, cure, or treat any disease. So I'm going to talk about sarcoidosis. This is kind of like a cousin to fibromyalgia, lupus, causes pain all over the body. It involves the immune system, and the immune cells can start to group together to form lumps called granulomas. And these lumps can start in the lungs, skin, lymph nodes, and chest. Can start in any organ. The typical line of treatment for medical doctors is use of prednisone, which is a steroid. It suppresses your immune system because the immune system is active in this disease. They think that, well, just shut your immune system down instead of figuring out why your immune system's being involved. So the prednisone shuts down the immune system, can cause lots of other side effects, weight gain, mood swings, linked to osteoporosis, taken for a long period of time, cause kidney stones. And if that doesn't work, they'll give you methotrexate, which is a chemotherapy drug. And chemo drugs are incredibly toxic. This can have life-threatening side effects, reduce amount of bone marrow produced, blood cells, damage the liver, the lungs, lining of the mouth, stomach, intestines, and you have at a higher risk of developing lymphoma from methotrexate. There is a testimony about reversing sarcoidosis on YouTube. The person's name is Tiffany Wilkins, and you can find it by typing in sarcoidosis and longevity. There's numerous videos about it, but she talks about how she was having, thought she might have had a stroke. She woke up one morning and the side of her face was down. She had two kids and got them off to school, went to the doctor, and they diagnosed her sarcoidosis. She was having pain all over her body. And she ended up getting on Longevity's Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, and she was very happy that she no longer has pain anymore. So that's pretty interesting. But one of the things I didn't realize, I guess I'm completely out of the know, is she said that Bernie Mac died from sarcoidosis. And so I looked that up, and it turns out that Bernie Mac was dealing with sarcoidosis since his 20s, so it's like 30 years or so he was dealing with sarcoidosis. And it actually turns out that he didn't die from sarcoidosis. He died from pneumonia, which is a lung infection. And since sarcoidosis does affect the lungs, it makes them weaker. But the key point I think we ought to make is that the drugs that the doctors give to help people get along with sarcoidosis are immune-suppressing drugs. So what happens when you suppress your immune system and you get an infection? Well, the immune system can't fight that infection. So do we mark this off as another tragedy caused by the mainstream medical system? I let you decide. Now, in the testimony, she mentioned she used the bone and joint pack. But the ideal pack would be the brain and heart pack, because that has the selenium in there and extra essential fatty acids. Extra essential fatty acids are going to help with inflammation, reducing the inflammation. The omega-3s help reduce inflammation. But the selenium supports the immune system, and since sarcoidosis is kind of like a cousin to fibromyalgia and lupus, those are linked to selenium deficiencies. A lack of selenium causes muscle pain and enlarging of the heart and muscular dystrophy. So selenium is going to be important here. And the typical recommendation is one bottle of selenium per 50 pounds of body weight. So, but if you weigh more than 200 pounds, don't take more than four bottles of selenium. So if you weigh like 200 pounds, you would get two brain and heart packs plus two extra bottles of selenium, so you'd have taken four bottles of selenium. That's going to be helpful. Also, we want to avoid eating the foods that cause inflammation. These would be the fried foods, oils in a bottle, margarine, mayonnaise, salad dressing, cooking oils. All these things are going to be pro-inflammatory. If you want to speed up the process, avoid gluten as well. This will help with absorption of the nutrients, also help reduce the inflammation. These are the same things I say every time. In addition to that, you could add a bottle of De-Stress. This is a supplement with a lot of extra B vitamins. Also, Immortalium. This is a supplement that can help stimulate stem cells to grow and repair. So that's going to be helpful. If you want some more anti-inflammation, you could take the product Cell Shield RTQ. The T in that stands for turmeric, and that is anti-inflammatory. You could also add one of Youngevity's probiotics, the Nightly Essence, the Root Beer Belly, or the Flora FX. Probiotic supplements were found in a study in the University of Maryland Medical Center to at the level of 5 to 10 billion CFUs, colony-forming units, daily, were helpful for people with sarcoidosis, and it makes sense since 80% of the immune system is in the digestive system. So to make the immune system happy, we want to make the digestive system happy. One other thing for the pain, you probably have pain all over your body or certain places of the body. You can take, Youngevity has a essential oil blend called Trauma Oil. And when you put a couple drops of that per teaspoon of CM cream, you can make a topical cream that is very helpful in relieving pain for 4 to 5 hours. The key here is basically the same thing for any condition that you ever could have, is avoid the foods that are pro-inflammatory and put in the body the vitamins, minerals, essential fatty acids, amino acids that the body needs to do its work. So this has been Brian Showalter signing out, and we'll see you next time.
See the products mentioned in this show, head over to freedomfrompharmacy.com and look at this episode's show notes, and you can see all of the Youngevity products by clicking on the store tab.
The Freedom From Pharmacy podcast is owned by EasyWay LLC and is under Ohio Revised Code 4759.10I.